see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday, October the 9th, and it is a wonderful world. Every single Wednesday here on the show, it's a little travel talk with Bonnie Pintozzi. She comes in, she calls guests, she brings them in, and, you know, we go everywhere around the world. Today, we're going to stick a little closer to home because we have Kevin Klein, who's the director of TVC Airport. But Kevin, you're the guy that's getting us everywhere all around the world, right?
Yes, what a wonderful world. I love it.
I like that. And Bonnie Pintozzi, of course, you know, as many great relationships that the Travel Authority has with so many great carriers and cruise lines and all sorts of different places and opportunities for you to spend your vacation, you have a great relationship with TVC Cherry Capital Airport as well.
Oh, we absolutely do. I the economic impact that having a robust and incredible growing airport has to all communities they serve is a true blessing. I mean, it really is. And Kevin works really hard to make this happen. And as we keep wanting to grow our business and everything like that, the fact that we need to really support that as much as possible. It's not only for the leisure travel side of it. That might be the leisure side is a big factor. But this is business community. These are people who want to move into an area and have that opportunity to grow their businesses. And it brings everything in, right, Kevin? There's such a magical way to this.
Well, absolutely. Our annual economic impact that Cherry Capital Airport has on the state of Michigan is just around, measured around $1 billion a year. And wow. So when we look at that, that puts us right behind Detroit Metro, Grand Rapids, and then Cherry Capital Airport. And so that's a dynamic that when people look at number of passengers at different airports and other things, it's a dynamic that's, you know, people think Northern Michigan. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a second. But we're a regional transportation hub, and we continue to grow. We have one of the best, what I call, pure Michigan destinations, and I've talked for years about us being that destination. And when you look at our traffic mix flying out of Cherry Capital Airport, about 53% of our traffic out of Cherry Capital Airport actually flies in first, then goes out. And that's we're the only airport in the state of Michigan that does that.
Wow.
And so that's very interesting, not only from a tourism perspective, but from a business perspective. People want to come and do business in Northern Michigan. They want to fly in, meet with our business owners. You know, it's as funny or some of the things are, is I've sat on airplanes and have met different people flying in. And one of the unique stories I always talk about is a gentleman coming into our area to sell a pie tin and wanted to meet with our Sarah Lee and some of our others, Grand Traverse Pie and everything else, to sell his idea
on
a
pie tin.
And so it's things like that that's very unique to our area. You know, we have a lot of different agricultural wineries, different things like that, that really generate business traffic and international business traffic, traffic down to South America, that it just continues to grow. And so when you look from an economic generation standpoint, it's really, we're in a unique position in Northern Michigan, and we continue to grow that as a region.
The job creation. I mean, it's amazing. The jobs that are created here, and this is year-round. It's not something you and I have talked for years way back in the day. Bonnie, when we become a destination inbound, we have arrived, because we were always talking about everything was out.
Right.
But no, it's in.
It's in.
It's absolutely in. And so when you're looking from a business generation, it's about getting those investors, whether they're in foreign countries or local, to be able to come into your community, to build something in your community, to create those dollars flowing, and to bring that capital into Northern Michigan. And a lot of communities, you know, have the philosophy, no, we need to go out, we need to go places. But why not improve here first?
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a quick question before we get into kind of what's new and exciting and all the other things that are going on. We did mention some record-setting numbers for summer. This almost feels like you're, you know, it's like a broken record at this point because you keep setting records and then you beat them the following season. But you called Traverse City and, you know, the locations that we serve being this regional hub at TVC Cherry Capital Airport. You called it a pure Michigan destination. Is there any worry that the recent governor veto line items of pure Michigan is going to maybe hinder that?
Well, it's always a concern when you lose your number one state advertising campaign. So yes, I am very concerned about that. However, the impact that Pure Michigan has had over the years, that message is out there. And so as they work politically to solve it, I think we have some time that we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I am concerned about it, but I'm not afraid. Our marketing efforts are not just with Pure Michigan, though. We partner with Traverse City Tourism, Gaylord Golf Mecca. We partner with all the CVBs throughout Northern Michigan. We call that Discover Northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And we reach out to so many communities, you know, even through our America Summer Golf Capital. And we reach out to all these partners to reach out of our footprint, mm-hmm. to bring people in. And we've been successful. When we talk about how great summer has been, you know, one of the campaigns that I always look at and use it as the model is what we did with Gaylord in the Golf Mecca in the Dallas area. We went down there prior to any thought of a Dallas flight, and we attended the Dallas Golf Show. And so many people in that Texas area said, we want to get out of the heat. We want to do something different. A lot of Texans were going towards the Colorado area, and so they wanted something different, and we offered Northern Michigan. And we've had a history in business side. It was the business side first with the oil and gas industry. And so we went in, we did an advertising campaign, very simplistic. Met with Avid Golfer, met with CBS Radio, and just put out our word.
Right.
And when we talked about, we brought those groups up here to play golf and visit, and then that word, it, you know, spread like wildfire,
mm-hmm.
and people then started to believe and look. And so one of the best things about radio, I always love to promote the radio aspect, is when we went and bought advertising and talked about how to come up and play and stay in Northern Michigan, and then a sporting events like the Masters would come on, and CBS, and using their radio, would talk about the Masters, and then they'd say, by the way, have you played golf in Northern Michigan? And we got a return on investment of 12-1.
Wow.
On our dollar spend. And so I am concerned about Pure Michigan not being there, but I think we've made our inroads in our major market areas that we continue to mm-hmm. advertise in.
And, you know, we were talking quite a bit about this being a destination, but, you know, TVC Airport, because of all the wonderful flights that you have and the connections that you have being a regional hub, you have so many more people. I think the way that our workforce is changing, and this is, again, thanks to a lot of things like TC New Tech and 20 Fathoms, and all of a sudden you are aware of all these, like, high-tech companies that are doing business here in Northern Michigan. They couldn't have their home office. They couldn't be here doing business here if they didn't have, you know, Cherry Capital Airport.
Absolutely. You know, and we looked at this phenomenon of being able to live and work almost anywhere you want to be in the world is very important to have the air travel component to it. So, yes, we focused on that for many, many years. We actually saw that from the healthcare community first and creating the ability to bring in doctors and high quality specialties in the medical field home here in mm-hmm. Northern Michigan in Traverse City. And to be able to do that, those doctors needed to have the ability for training outside of our area. They needed to be able to get that quality and specialty and bring that home. And so air travel was very important to that type of business sector. And so that we've expanded upon that. And That's where our three legacy carriers have been a great partner with American, Delta Airlines, and United. And they've really built those hub connections to get us anywhere in the world. And that's been very important to continue to build upon that. Summertime, when you look at the numbers, it began in May, which is a shoulder month, almost 22% growth. June, half shoulder month, half our summer season, almost 25% growth. July, then in our peak July and August time, we saw 15 and 16%, respectively there. But it's at a time, though, when normally when you have your peak season, you already have a peak schedule that works. You might see little tweaks here to add a couple percentage points. But we saw great things happen. Mm. We saw United add Washington Dulles. We saw American add Charlotte. We saw Delta Airlines. They have their core routes from the summer. But we saw aircraft, Airbus 321. That's a 192-seat aircraft use Cherry Capital Airport. And so that's the largest passenger aircraft, scheduled passenger aircraft that have used it. We've had larger charter aircraft in, but that's the largest passenger. So when you bring those seats to the market, the more seats, the more better the fares are, all that improves. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's just making our market more and more attractive. And we couldn't do that without people choosing to fly out of TVC. Mm-hmm. And it's when you compare downstate, it just doesn't make sense anymore. And now coming up here in October, we're adding Allegiant. And that is, I think, what a dynamic shift to our region that it will be. A lot of people in the aviation industry call it the Wildcats of the industry, because they do shake it up. They create lower fares just by being here present, even though they're serving four markets. Before I came into the studio, I was thinking, wow, I got to take a look at some of our major business cities and see what they're doing. And I was looking at round trip to Dallas, $186. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, $179. All these low fares. Why is that happening? It's because these new prices coming in, because we now are a competitive city.
We are a competitive city, and when you have the legacy carriers, and it has an impact. They're increasing. What we love is they're increasing their size of the aircraft, and they're really kind of looking at those fares a little differently. We're seeing. I mean, I'm flying home for Thanksgiving. I purchased my ticket a little while ago. The fare was incredible, and everyone will say, "Well, if you really want, I mean, you have to drive downstate." No, you don't have to drive downstate, because first and foremost, we don't want to do that.
Absolutely,
we want to be close to home.
Absolutely,
it's a wonderful opportunity. Is when you fly out or fly back to be home.
Yes.
Okay. Instead of driving for 4 or 5 hours, so that's the least desirable. So the competition isn't as competitive in the other airports anymore, because when you put increased lift, increased opportunities in aircraft in different companies, you drive that competition to have a great result for the consumer.
Absolutely. And, the nice part about doing that is you're generating those people that haven't thought about travel in a long time. And they're saying, you know what, instead of going this weekend and doing a home project or something, we're going to go off and see different things that we haven't seen before. Destinations in Florida, out in Phoenix, and that's going to create new demand. And so the more new demand that you're creating, people are seeing the opportunities to travel. And I think you'll see Cherry Capital Airport continue to grow for at least the near term.
Absolutely.
That's a really good point, because people now have this opportunity. They can look at these fares as have been advertised as low as $69, and you go, yeah, I think I will go to Orlando, Tampa, Phoenix this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not
go? And so I tell everybody, and this is so true, and this is where our partnership has been with Bonnie and her team over the years, is now more important than ever to use your travel agent. Why? Because they have the latest knowledge in the fares that are out there. they do work with Allegiant. Mm-hmm. They have programs with Allegiant to know what they are. But it's so important because people always tell me, well, I didn't get the high fare, or I got the high fare, I didn't get the low fare, I missed the window. And what I do personally myself, and I'll plug one of your agents, Sarah. She's helping me all the time get to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I call her up and say, hey, this is when we'd like to go to work. And she goes to work and she finds whether it's the best deal on airfare, car rental, mm-hmm. hotel package. And she puts it all together, and I save so much time.
You save time and money.
And money and energy and stress. And that is such a value that personally I just, you know, I can't thank her enough for doing it for me. But it's something that I think people miss out, especially because it's so easy to book online, so mm-hmm. easy to do the different things that they know what the opportunities are. Use that resource, and it'll benefit you in the long run.
You know, Kevin, Crystal knows that every week I'm in here and having a wonderful opportunity to interview a lot of vendors, a lot of suppliers in the industry. And then I leave our live show and go up and do a lot of pre-recording. I'll probably do about 100 podcasts this year for our company on various destinations and various things that they're trending with. And it's really fascinating to see it. In our industry, knowledge is power. It really is. So we are able to, with all those connections that we have and the ability with our buying power, to really find the things. And people are more active today, depending on what age group it is. You know, somebody said to me the other day, well, you know, the new 80, you know, the new, you know, 80 is 50. And I said, yeah, because we want to get out and do things, you know, and people are more active and they want those adventures. And then they also want to stay closer to home, too. So our job is to really figure out, what do you really want to do? And then kind of match that, like Sarah does for you. All you have to do is say, go for it. You know, and that's working consistently with somebody who knows you, too. But getting to know our client is one of the most important things, because we're passionate about it. I mean, you don't have – Kevin comes on here, and he's like – you have to see him in studio. He's like beaming, okay, because he knows what contribution he's making to Cherry Capital mm-hmm. in this area. And being able to allow that growth is incredible. And I remember the days when we had the little red planes in here with Northwest,
oh,
and
sure.
we had propellers, and we had all those things like that. And it was just one of those things that, working hand in hand, our company along with the airport, we were going to the airlines. We were all doing that because we wanted to make it where it is today and even beyond.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's the asset that we put together, is the partnership, and to be able to craft the message. But more importantly, that message comes from the traveler, mm-hmm. and that traveler has the opportunity to also do that. And what I mean by that is, so much today when you travel on an airline, they offer you surveys, customer satisfaction surveys. Put in those surveys where you want to go. So many businesses change where they go all the time. Mm-hmm. Put in that where that direction is, where you want to go. Let the airlines know what you want. And so it's not always nonstop flights, but it's connectivity over the hub that's mm-hmm. very important to make sure those connections work. And we've done a lot of focus on that. Many people will ask me, well, we're going, someplace in Alabama. And, well, we know we're not going to have a nonstop flight to Alabama, but we're going to get great connections to those cities in pairs. So always give that feedback to the airline. Mm-hmm. Always tell them. Because that helps us when we go in and we say our community is asking for, you know, Birmingham. Why are they asking for that? Because we know a business is going there. We know
right.
these travelers are going there, and they have the data also. So feedback, knowledge is power, is so key to that.
And who doesn't like giving feedback?
Well, I mean, absolutely.
Really. Hey, you want my opinion? You'll get it.
You'll get it.
My opinion.
So, and
exactly.
that's very important. It's how we've been building all these years to get to where we are today.
Now, before we run out of time, can we chat about this thing that's happening called Real ID? Is my ID not going to be real anymore?
Well, if you're looking at October 1st, 2020,
okay,
And I know that this is something all airports are really getting behind, going to push, because surveys show that the majority of the U.S. citizens aren't really prepared yet for this because they know it's coming. But you're going to have the real ID, which is enhancing your driver's license per se.
Now, if you're getting your ID, like mine, say, expires in 2020 in February, because it does, that'll be automatically real ID when I renew that.
Yes.
Correct. You need to do that, but you need to make sure you ask for that.
Okay.
because not everybody will want real ID. There are some people that just want the plain ID, and there's different. So if you're a person that's traveling, business, leisure, at all, you have to be real ID compliant. And so it's very important that you take those steps now as you're renewing. So even if you're going to the Secretary of State's office this afternoon, I tell everybody, ask to be real ID compliant. And it opens up just so many different things to make sure that you're not going through TSA, you're not stopped, you're, even border crossings if you're going into Canada and driving. So it's so important to have this, and this is not something that was just created. It actually was passed back when President Bush, shortly after 9/11, put that in place. And so we've been building for all these years to get it in, to get it up and going. And so it started with different enhanced licenses and different things. And so now's the time to get it done. So as you're changing out your license, ask for the enhancement. And that gold star will be in the corner. So if you do go into any Secretary of State's office, there's the Real ID pamphlets that are there. You can also go online. And their information is there to do it. But come October of next year, if you don't have it, you won't fly.
You won't fly.
The one thing that has been asked a lot of, mine expires in 21, for instance, my license. I've been asked, you know, you can get it ahead of time. You have, there's a lot of documentation you just bring with you, the normal stuff. There's no fee if you get it and when your actual license renews.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a small fee for like $9.
Okay.
Unless you're a chauffeur or you pay 18's license, that type of thing. So $9 is nothing, and you can get that on there prior, you know, you don't wait until the you're 21.
Okay. Well, that's really good to know. Well, Kevin Klein, it's always great to hear from you and an update as to what's happening at TVC Airport. That's TVC Cherry Capital Airport. You can you can check out all sorts of things by going to tvcairport.com. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Bonnie. Always Bonnie.
Well, it's a grand team sitting here today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Check us out. We are fantastic. Yeah. Well, Bonnie, we'll see you next week.
You bet.
I see skies of blue.